This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Today I'm with Sam Trayton, who's president of the Sarama Council of North America. Thanks for joining me, Sam.
Well, hello, Bucky, and hello, chicken people out there.
I first met Sam when I was doing a lecture on chickening in Brooklyn, and Sam showed up with two beautiful Sarama who then were incorporated into the little lecture or show I did, and it was really a pleasure all around. I love meeting the chickens, and I love meeting Sam. I'd heard about Sarama, and I always wanted to meet a few. And then fast forward to the present, I'm now living with Sarama, and that's part of the reason why Sam is here today. We're doing a little chicken meetup. I got a chance to see some young hens meeting some young roosters, and it's pretty interesting. Nothing too crazy has happened yet, but there's a lot of flirtation going on, and that's really interesting. I've given my little speech on what Sarama are, but I'd really love to just hear it from you.
Well, we know them as the world's smallest chicken, and that's what got me interested in Saramas. And I started maybe 5 years ago with Backyard Bantams after retiring myself. It's just been an entertaining way for me to pass my time. And also a very interesting one.
Sam, how did you, those roosters, I think they're pretty excited. Because normally I record a show and we don't hear any roosters. They get quiet when I record the show. But they're really trying to impress the ladies today.
Oh, I think it's me too. I hadn't met those roosters before, so.
So what made you decide that you wanted to raise chickens in your retirement?
I have really no idea, Bucky. I just leaned back on my recliner one day, and somehow out of nowhere came the thought about getting an incubator. And I never had one before, and I never hatched eggs before, but it seemed like another good way to pass the time.
So the word incubator just flashed into your head like a lightning bolt.
That's exactly what happened. Mm. Just like in the cartoons when a light bulb goes off over somebody's head.
Maybe you received a message from the great chicken.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's a neat story. And so then at first you went to sort of like a regular commercial breeder and ended up with just a mixed bantam set, you told me. What made you make the transition to Sarama?
Well, getting started with the bantams put me on the internet looking for ideas and looking for places to find out about them. And I just stumbled on the Sarama Council of North America and Saramas. And as soon as I saw world's smallest chicken, I thought, that's for me. I live in a town, I have a real tiny house and a real tiny backyard, and I'm a kind of small guy myself, so I like small things. I decided I needed to have Saramas.
So my impression is that one of the main influences in your relationship to Sarama and the Sarama Council of North America is the founder of the organization.
Yeah, that's Jerry Schecksnyder, who's a Louisiana Cajun, and he's the man who originally brought Saramas to the United States from Malaysia, and that was about 10 years ago. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about Saramas if it wasn't for Jerry Schecksnyder. So I like to make a point of bringing Jerry up and talking about his original importation of Saramas. It was quite a large investment for him in terms of time and money, and also a great risk to bring them so far without really knowing himself at that point what he was buying into.
One of the other things that he founded, I guess, is a meetup, a pretty grand meetup of folks who have Sarama. It's called the Cajun Classic. And that comes up every April. That's when I'm hoping to meet Jerry. Can you tell me a little bit about the Cajun Classic? Maybe some folks will be able to go out there or at least get interested.
Yeah, it happens in Vacher, Louisiana, which is where Jerry is from. He was a businessman there and also was involved somehow in local government management. And then when he retired, like I say, he imported the Saramas and then started the online Sarama Council of North America. And then decided that he had to have a show and organized one, which has been running for a few years now. And it's in the heart of honest-to-God Cajun country, where Cajun food is eaten, Cajun songs are sung, and we just generally have a good time.
Mm. Okay, well, Bucky likes that. That's an important part of the Bacaw agenda about chicken.
I hear you say that all the time.
Yeah, chickens are useful in all kinds of ways, and they're also useful in helping people to have a good time when they get together or when they just get together with their chickens. So at the Cajun Classic, how many folks did you say would come and how many chickens did they bring? How many critters all told are there?
Good question. There are several hundred people and probably several hundred and more chickens. And it's a one-day show, and these are show chickens we're talking about. But it runs roughly 3 days in terms of activity, and there's a lot of it.
So what makes a chicken a show chicken?
It's pretty. It's nice to look at. In the case of Saramas, it's because of a certain attitude that they have. People compare them to toy soldiers because of their erect stance and their sort of cocky marching around, drawing back their head and putting their wings directly vertical, like a well-turned out soldier, high command of presence. Mm-hmm. It is. So it's a personality thing, it's a character thing, and it's a beauty thing, because they are definitely very interesting birds to look at. Supposedly there are 2,500 plus color variations, so you don't actually know what you're going to hatch out of each egg.
So people are incorporating into their own personal culture. Would you say that it's sort of getting incorporated into at least the Vacherie Cajun culture? Folks are taking them to their breasts and sort of making them part of like everything else they're interested in and
do. I'm sure they're eating some of them too. They end up in gumbo or
Well, that's interesting. So, you know, one time we're talking about them as showbirds, and they also are acceptable eating. It's not like because they're a showbird doesn't mean you can't eat them.
Oh, definitely. It's chicken.
It's just small chicken.
It's just a small chicken, and you don't get much off of it. But especially when stewed and done in the Cajun style, which is a long simmering process, there's no reason it can't be as tasty as everything else they put in the pot.
Well, you know, it's interesting that a lot of the European bantam breeds were bred to be small, because back in feudal times, you had to give a certain number of chickens to the king. Now, if you were breeding a whole bunch of large chickens, it would make it like big dinner, then you had to give up a whole lot of chicken to the king. But if you just had to, on the same amount of land, you could have a large number of small chickens, and then you only had to give one little chicken to the king.
It's a
folks.
It's a head count thing, then. Pretty clever are those medieval people.
For some folks, I mean, or at least that's what the reputation is. Other folks say, for instance, in Malaysia, it's more of a space thing. You have a smaller amount of space. I heard that they're the most popular house pet in Malaysia. Saramas are. And their size make them appropriate to that. Maybe people have smaller yards.
That's what we keep hearing, too. Yes, we're told it's the most popular pet in Malaysia, outnumbering cats and dogs combined.
People want all kinds of things in pets. People want all things in farm animals. You know, some people want big, some people want small, some people want something that'll hold its own against a predator, other people want something that's going to be real calm and friendly and not going to scratch up their kids. And, you know, Sarama seem to be kind of on that end of small and friendly and manageable and also pretty.
I would say that's exactly right.
And then eggs keep on coming. Eggs are a pretty good one. Although the Sarama eggs are small.
But, on the other hand, especially when you free-range them, the flavor is double or triple.
There's a lot of evidence out there that there's more nutrition in a true free-range egg than there is in a supermarket egg. So we've talked a lot about folks getting together and in different ways around chickens. What do you think it is about chickens that brings folks together?
I'm not quite sure, except that it's probably related to... they're so very interesting. I can sit back in my garden and watch them literally for hours because they're always doing something different. And they also are quite individuals. They're really... no two are alike in behavior and in what you can expect from them.
Thanks a lot, Sam, for talking to me today about Saramas and chickens and culture and everything else. I really had a good time.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Learn about Saramas, the Sarama Council, the Cajun Classic, and more at www.saramacouncilofnorthamerica.com. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.